Yo, welcome back.
Yeah. Back in the building.
I don't even know how to start. Like, it's literally been a year. So, you know, welcome back to...
Longer than a year, bro. Longer than a year.
So, welcome back to 2017 and to Medellin. You know what I'm saying? It's your host, Bobby Axelrod, and my main man next to me.
King Green of all machines. Holla at me.
I don't even know where to start. You know, 2020 for everybody has been a wicked year. And I guess we start this off from...
Add one more wicked to that.
Wicked. From our perspective, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we're going to start off... Pretty much, I'm just going to ask you, how did COVID treat you? We're going to let you tell the people your story. And then I'm just going to, you know, chime in on your details and let them know how my 2020 went. You know what I mean? And I also believe, you know, once Kobe Bryant died, like, Kobe was the glue that held the world together. Like, once Kobe died, the world went to shit. So, go ahead, boss. Like, spit that.
Well, I mean, you know, rest in peace to Kobe, Gigi, and...
The other
people in the helicopter. That was tragic. You know what I mean? I got a lot of real big-time Kobe fans. So, you know, always got to give a shout-out to the Bryant family. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I contracted COVID early on. If you guys...
What the bitch?
If you guys know us on a personal level, you know that, you know, we work in the medical field. I'll leave it at that. And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, mid to late March, you know, I contracted COVID and was really, really sick. It was kind of touch and go for a couple weeks, you know, and it kind of was life altering. You kind of realize that life is precious, because as much stuff as you may think that you deal with, there's always something else out there that's waiting to come and get you, you know. And I lost family members, I lost friends, I lost a lot to it. So it kind of hit me on a level that I've never really felt before, you know. But God is good. I recovered. And
amen.
You know, after a couple of weeks, I was, you know, back to 100% and able to get back into the grind of it, you know. But just a lot of lives lost, and
a lot of departed souls,
a lot of families without family members, loved ones, a lot of fathers without sons, a lot of mothers without daughters, cousins, etc., etc. So, you know, I'm not going to dwell too much into it, because on my end at least, because we all know, if anything that you know about 2020 outside of quarantine is COVID, you know. Oh, and shout out to everybody that made it through the struggle and had me laughing and getting through the pandemic the way I did. Joe Exotic.
Before
the Tiger King. You know what I'm saying?
That was awesome. But before I chime in,
okay.
Did your lady catch COVID?
Definitely. Definitely, right after me.
Did you guys have COVID sex? Like, did you have, like, stupid. Did you guys, like, help it mutate? Did you guys have vid sex?
Nah.
Like,
that's the thing here. If you have COVID, if you really, really got COVID.
Because you had it bad. I know you had it bad. And she didn't have it as bad as you, but I wonder,
she did.
She wake you up and she's like, eh, I want that eighth dick again.
She did.
I want that eighth dick.
She did, man.
Shout out to Kevin Hart, though. That's where I get that from.
Yo, COVID... If you really got it, all them asymptomatic people or people that feel little shit, it ain't no biggie to them. But if you really got COVID, sex is the last thing on your mind.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nothing is working. Nothing is working. And if it was working for you, then you really wasn't that sick. Trust me.
I only ask that question because I'm going to chime in to, like, my beginning of COVID. So, you know, like he said, we all work. Well, me and him work in the medical field. So, That weekend, I called out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Saturday, I won a championship. You know what I'm saying? I won a championship that Saturday playing football. Shout out to the pack. Didn't go to work that weekend. We went into work Monday. And, you know, we started doing the special projects upstairs, opening up the other units. And, like, that's, like, when all hell COVID broke out. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we were almost there every day. Well, I was pretty much doing 16 hours. You do, because you stay as long as you do because of the other position you in. But, you know, I'm working 16 hours. We're almost there every day together. And I remember that night, it was me, you, and Juan on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And we were all talking shit on FaceTime, showing each other our temperature. You showed us that you was 98.1.
Show it.
4 hours later, you woke up with the devil on your back. And come to find out, you had COVID. And for me personally, like, you know, you are a major part of my life for the last 12, 13 years. And, you know, every time we went through something at work, we were always together. And it was the first time, you know, a pandemic happened. So, you know, a lot of it coming to work, I'm like, you know, I got my best friend with me and we're going to get through this together. I didn't have you.
Chime in the sad music.
Yeah, like I didn't have you, and like the scarier part was I would FaceTime you every day, but in reality I was scared to FaceTime you because I could see that you were getting sicker and sicker, and I've never seen you that sick, and it would break as sad as gay as it sounds, it would break my heart. It was like, you know, because I couldn't do nothing, I couldn't help him, I couldn't do nothing. And it would break my heart to see him. I was working every day, 16 hours. And, you know, I was afraid one day that I'll call and my friend wouldn't pick up because he died.
I'm glad that you're... I'm not to interrupt you, which I am, though. But I'm glad that you mentioned it, the 16 hours a day. Let the people know, did you contract COVID?
So, It must be because of this Project Water I drink. March and April were the worst 2 months of COVID. That's when, like, COVID was at an all-time high.
Especially in New York.
Like, you know, we were at the red zone of the United States. And it was at an all-time high. And I had no antibodies. And yet have I not contracted COVID. I don't know how. I worked every day 16 hours during that pandemic. And to this day, I still do doubles. Like, the first 2 months, I was averaging over 300 hours a month. And, you know, it was one of the scariest things of my career. Like, we're always around death, but Jesus Christ,
not on that level. Yeah,
not on that level. And then, like, to see family members not being able to die next to their loved ones, yep, you know, hold their hands, and, you know, people died alone, and that was a scary and sad feeling. And again, and, you know, it goes back to my co-host. You know, I didn't want that to be him. You know what I'm saying? He lost a family member that was more than an aunt to him. It was more like a mom, you know. RIP, shouts out to Aunt Linda, you know what I'm saying? You know, that was a major hit for him. And then we had other friends that got sick, you know what I'm saying? Miss Cole took a bad hit, you know what I'm saying? Castro took a bad hit. We had friends that were, like, really, really sick, you know what I'm saying? And, like, in the process of that, you know what I mean, we found out these new friendships we have now, you know what I'm saying? It builds a bond with people that I didn't know I could build a bond with so tight. And, you know, COVID was just all over the place. It showed you the good, the bad, and in between. You know what I'm saying? And you appreciate life a little more. You tend to...
I'm glad that you brought that up, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people can honestly say that, you know, hard times make hard people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hard people last. I mean, tough times don't last. Hard people do.
And, you know, new friendships, new alliances are built. And I'm glad that you did touch on that, because I'd rather just jump right into that. You know, what COVID brought to the table for a lot of people. So, you know, if you don't know, you know, Mr. Axelrod here, he's a pretty popular person, and, you know, he likes to hang out and have a good time and make the best of a bad situation.
I mean, I'm just a good time. I think people take me being such a good time in other aspects and confuse me being such a good time and having friends.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I just you have that. You gotta
know. Like, okay.
So, you know, shouts out to Team V.
Team V. What's all that about?
Team Vasectomy. You guys know who you guys are.
Team Vasectomy.
Team Vasectomy, baby.
Okay.
Team Vasectomy.
Let's talk about Team Vasectomy. All right. I know you're not going to give out any names, but how many people are a part of Team V?
So Team V is a solid. So there's a solid five core that started in the summer, right? So the solid five. You guys know who you are, and then, you know, we added.
We got code names for them.
We got P.I.
Shout out to P.I., I guess.
Master Chief. Myself.
Mr. Axelrod.
Young Psycho.
Young Psycho.
And the other one, when I see, like I always say, I see all woman when I see her.
Ooh.
So,
what does that mean?
You know, you just see woman when you see her.
What does that mean?
You're dancing. But when you see her, you just know you got to come correct. So, you know, this is like Team Vasectomy was formed. And, you know, like I said, now we got other, I wouldn't say add-ons. I don't want to say like a bad thing, like add-ons. You know, we got you. We got we got Scuba, we got Paloma.
Yeah, like don't get it twisted, everybody here. I'm not official member of TV, but you know what I mean, I'm like an associate. You know what I mean? Like that's the new gang right now. You're rocking with TV, you're rocking with what is that? If you're down with TV, you're down with TV
for life. So you know, TV, that was
you guys had a hangout spot.
They had a hangout spot and all that. But, you know, I think what brought all of us even closer was all the time that we were spending during COVID. And me, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you know, Master Chief was, you know, always... Me and Master Chief did a lot of things together. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the passing of my dad when Master Chief showed up. You know what I'm saying? You were there when he showed up.
Of course.
And then, you know, prior to that, you know, all that overtime I was working in 2018... I really got closer to PI, and you know, when she came to my dad's wake, you know, that really touched home. Not that I didn't expect her to do that, but you know, I'm forever grateful for her just showing up to my dad's wake. You know, in the process of me doing the overtime in 2018, and then when my dad died in 2019, her showing up, and then you know, with the COVID 2020, you know, me working side by side with her. Getting to see how great she really is at what she does, and then vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Part of my job is to keep them safe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my above and beyond to try to keep them safe, you know, it just made all of us closer, and it just made a tighter bond. You know what I mean? And I'm forever grateful for their friendship. Like, I could never, ever, ever, like, you know, I'm bonded to them forever. Like, we could all stop talking to this day, but I have all these memories with them, and I'm forever bonded with them, so I could...
What you're trying to say is that throughout COVID, you develop these relationships, like, these bonds with a group of people that you feel is genuine, you feel is real.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of like exposes the realness of what a friendship is supposed to be.
Exactly.
Because they do spoil you. You know what I mean? Like,
Shout out to that.
You know what I mean? They do spoil you. Speaking of teams and all this other stuff, since I like to delve into your life, because I don't know if I've ever told you guys, but I tell Mr. Axelrod all the time that he should really...
He should write a book or a TV series.
Or he would be a real good HBO series. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only doing this to bust his chops, but whatever happened to MAGA? Didn't you have a MAGA joint? Like a Trump supporting ass chick? What happened with that? Let's talk about that.
Oh my God. You know what's funny?
Let's talk about that.
You know, a Trump, so, oh man, because I'm going to send her this podcast anyway. I was dealing with a female, Caucasian female, and, I didn't know certain beliefs she had or what, she hit it well, you know what I'm saying? On top of, like, the whole 2020 movement, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing, like, really took off with, like, you know, the thing that happened with George Floyd, the kneeling on his neck for 8 minutes and 50-some-odd seconds. And Dave Chappelle said it best on his show that I think it was in the 90s or in the late 80s, he was in California and there was a big earthquake. And I think the earthquake shook for 30 seconds or close to a minute. And he said that was the most scared he's ever been for his life. That he called out for his dead grandfather. Uh-huh. And he could only imagine what George Floyd went through for 8 minutes in a man that was calling out for his dead mother.
How did your MAGA ex girlfriend feel about that?
So in the beginning,
I really wouldn't call her your girlfriend. I really wouldn't. I'd say that she was somebody that you were dealing with. Right?
So we're that's dealing with her. So, you know, she obviously she's a Caucasian woman. You know, she has certain beliefs,
Which is fine, by the way.
Well, it's fine, by the
way. I've never had a problem with anybody that's a Trump supporter. You can be a Trump supporter.
And it's not even the Trump supporting thing. Like, you want to be a Republican, be a Republican. Yeah, and I understand why people are Republican due to, like, if you make a certain amount of money, tax breaks, and all that. It's just, if being Republican suits you, then fine. Granted, suits you. So does it fit for some people to be Democrat, some people to be liberals. But as a Republican, you have to have... You have, as an adult, you have to make the right decision on who you're voting in. You know what I'm saying? And just because that person's Republican doesn't mean that they're right to hold office.
I don't know. What I have a problem with AKA Young MAGA is...
Well, let me finish this story.
Oh, okay, so, good. Let's get to the nitty gritty of it, though.
So, you know, like I said, the whole George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, you know, everything going on with police brutality and... You know, everything that was going on, you know, she, all of a sudden, she says that she's woke. You know, she watched 3 black movies, seen a few posts, and now, you know, it's, you know, Black Lives Matter, this, that, and the third. And
Black Lives Matter to her, right?
Oh, it mattered when you was getting this whole project like this.
It mattered when she was in the projects, though, right?
But... And for those that do know me, yes, I am Puerto Rican, but I consider myself an Afro-Latino, and I know that I'm black. So I know my roots, so that's why I always consider myself and identify myself as a black man. So let me just get that out the way. But with that being said, you know, she, you know, we thought that she understood. You know, sometimes, you know, people don't know that they're privileged until they see what other people go to and finally get... the gist of what privilege being, what it is. You know what I'm saying? When you're privileged your whole life, you don't know that you're privileged. That's true. Know what I'm saying? That's like being rich your whole life. You have no idea what being poor is until they put you in a poor setting and you don't have what you normally have to your advantage.
Copy that.
So there was a post, I forgot what page it was on, and it was about Rosewood, was it? And how they, this black female was talking about how they burned Rosewood down to the ground, this, that, and the third, Black Wall Street. Whatever the case may be, she made a very insensitive comment.
She made a lot of insensitive comments.
And then from that point on, you know what I'm saying, we saw the true, what is it called, bigotry?
Bigotry that she has.
The true bigotry that she has. Like, you know, it came out the closet and it exposed her. And it was a bad situation for her at work. She had to leave work. You know, you never want to see anyone leave work like that. But, you know, it kind of opened my eyes of what I was really dealing with. You know what I'm saying? She would never accept me for who I was or what I am. You know what I mean? And you could never understand the struggle. You know what I'm saying? And your excuse is that, you know, we don't hold black people down anymore. That's an excuse. And if she doesn't see it, it's
just a lot of insensitive.
Me personally, I don't have black skin. I'm very light skinned. I could never really I had situations with cops in the past, absolutely, but I could never know what it is to be my co-host's skin color and be stopped for no reason because they feel that you don't belong somewhere and you just don't belong there. Like, they just racially profile you. And I think that's, like, to live like that, you know what I'm saying? Like to know that, I'm lost for words because it's like a touchy situation.
Not a touchy situation, bro. You gotta speak and say what you feel.
It's just to know that we still live in that manner that people still judge you by the color of your skin, but not by the context of your character. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, shit, listen to me. Shit
58
sucks.
Years ago, blacks were using separate bathrooms because we weren't allowed to use the same bathrooms. Bro, this was 58 years ago.
Bro, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, segregation was only 58 years ago.
The sad part is that, you know, when you have people like that, I don't feel that they're evil. I feel that they're ignorant and they're misinformed. And they kind of have...
I think they get manipulated very easily. Yeah,
they have their viewpoints about what's real and what's not. And when you kind of live in that bubble and you don't understand other people's plights and people's hardships, then you kind of put yourself in that area. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we call it a MAGA. It's all love, though. You know what I'm saying?
We wish you the best. We don't wish you no hate, no harm.
But wishing the best of wherever you at. You know what I mean? But, good luck. You know, in your future endeavors. We know, but like I said, we know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know. So, it's all groovy. So, TV, MAGA's out the way. You're dealing with COVID.
You know, yeah. I had a very touchy moment during COVID, too. I forgot to bring up that, you know, my mom, I think, contracted it. We don't really know, but, you know, she wasn't feeling well, but she wasn't telling me because, remember, I was working all these hours. And, you know, when I work all these hours, I tend not to do my laundry because I don't have time. So I told her to do my laundry. And you see from here, because we're in my kitchen right now, from my washing machine to my room, it's not a... Would you say that's like, what, 10 feet, if that?
Yeah, copy.
You know, she called me and she said she was short of breath. And, you know, losing my dad in 2019 and then now with COVID happening and my mom calling me that she doesn't feel well, she has shortness of breath. Like, that just, you know, I almost broke down at the job. I'm like, I can't lose my mom too. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny that night PI gave me her her personal oxygen reader. That way I could check my mom's oxygen.
Shout out to Team V.
And Master Chief also called my mom.
Shout out to the school of Team V.
You know what I'm saying? And the four-eyed bandit, the dark-skinned four-eyed bandit also reached out to my mom.
It is, kid. See, that's the new squad. The new squad. The spoiled Bobby Axelrod squad. That's what I like to call them. You know what I mean?
So
they all groovy. All right, well, listen. I mean, you know, you got the vaccine. So, and I'm happy for you. I'm glad.
Both vaccines at that.
Yeah. So, you know, you're taking the strides to make sure that things are better for you and your family. You know what I'm saying? The squad and all this other stuff. But with that being said, because, you know, my life is the boring life, so I like to live through you. What's going on, man? How's your love life going right now? Like, what's going on in the world that actually runs? You know what I'm saying? We know you got Team V, so we got Team V out there.
Remember, Bobby's single. Jason.
Single or ready to mingle? Oh, Jason what?
You know, it's just, you know, Bobby is his own entity. As weird as that sounds, I don't want to sound like a fucking sociopath on our podcast. Yeah,
bro.
But, you know.
We need details, though, but what does that mean?
Bobby's single. But, you know, Jason is currently, you know, Jason was because of the MAG situation, that left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing celibacy. Like, I did celibacy for 11 months. You know what I'm saying? Now, recently, I just broke my celibacy. And, you know, it was hard for people to...
Tick-tock.
It was hard for people to understand or believe that. I don't know. People, I guess, see me as this, like, sexual being, sexual creature. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I really don't find myself good-looking at all. What I always tell people, you know, I'm a solid 2 at looks, but it's my personality that gets people. My personality makes me an 8. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a jumping fucking concert. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a...
So
I'm just entertaining. I'm a very entertaining person.
I get all of that.
Finally broke my celibacy. You know,
congratulations.
Me and this person knew each other for 12 years, and we've known each other for 12 years, and you know, we decided to.
To what?
To link up. You know, I don't know how we found each other on IG. We found each other on IG. I was following her sister, funny enough. Right? Following her sister. And she was like, oh, shit, look, it's Bobby Axelrod. And whatever the case may be, she followed. She put something up via DM. You know, it doesn't take me much to throw an emoji out there.
Go to DMs, y'all. The DMs.
Niggas, really? Like, you'd be surprised how many relationships are manifested from a DM. You know what I'm saying? Just a simple hello. But
What would you call her? Because obviously, you know, we use code names here. So what would you call her?
Damn, I don't have a code name for her yet. I don't have a code name for her yet. But, you know, we were talking for a while. And then, you know, because of COVID, we really couldn't see each other. And, you know, when outside kind of opened, we went on a date. We went to this Mexican spot. We had dinner and drinks. It was a great time. You know, we broke the ice there. It was weird because we haven't seen each other physically in 12 years. You know what I'm saying? Everything was via picture. So it was a little different.
How long of a gap, really?
Yeah, 12 years. We didn't see each other physically for 12 years until that sit down. And, you know, we whatever case may be, you know, we just kept talking, seeing each other, you know what I'm saying? And she met Master Chief, this, that, and the third. And, you know, we now...
So how's things going with y'all right now?
Yo, know,
taking it one day at a time?
Taking it one day at a time. She broke my celibacy. She took my virginity. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, thank God my shit still works. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
You know what I mean? I put a good performance. You know what I'm saying? So, as I should. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm 36. I'm in my sexual prime. Exactly. But, you know, it's...
Shoot your shot, brother.
You know, we're exclusive in the sense of, you know, we are having sex and we're the only ones having sex with each other. So we're exclusive in that nature. You know what I'm saying? We're working at it one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? Step
but
by
what
step.
But what do you mean by one day at a time? Are you looking for something maybe possibly more with this person?
So anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
You know what I'm saying? We I always call it the interview phase. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're all in that interview phase. So right now everything is the color pink. Everything is going well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You always got to wait for that first fight when you're with somebody to see who they truly are. You know, that first, I fuck you, I hate you, go kill yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, those arguments, that's when you see where someone stands at. Like, what are you really walking into? Mm-hmm. And we haven't gotten into any of those yet. And it's funny because I've tried to bring it out of her. Not that I'm an instigator, but, you know, you want that feel, that first real fight. Yeah. And we end up just talking shit out like adults. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. Cool. Well, shout out to the...
The mysterious female.
The mysterious female. I mean, I wish you nothing but the best. You know what I mean? We'll see how things play out in that situation. Nice. You know what I mean? Nice. So we glad for
that. She hasn't met Team V yet. She knows about Team V.
She hasn't met Team V.
But she hasn't met Team V.
She hasn't met, but she will eventually.
She will eventually.
Eventually, she will.
Yeah. Hopefully that goes well.
All right. Excellent.
Now, Team V tends to be a little territorial with me, but, you know, I get it.
What do you mean?
No, they just, you know, I guess they always try to look out for my best interests.
Like how?
Political. Stop it.
What you mean, stop it? Stop it. You know, I don't understand here.
I mean, they just...
He drinking water now, y'all. Like, he trying to quench his thirst.
See, this is how rumors get started. Somebody makes a little noise. they're a little territorial, but, you know, it's all in good manner. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, excellent. Listen, I completely agree with, you know, how you may want to take things slow now and, you know, based on how things were in the past. You know, you've had quite a run.
But and it's funny though, with COVID though, I still had a hell of a summer. Team V had a hell of a summer. You know what I'm saying? It shit that we drink a lot. God damn that we drink. Where it's, you know, now, as you know, I'm not, you know, what's today? The 28th?
28th, yep.
I haven't drank in 28 days. Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to go 4 months without drinking. You know what I'm saying? It's just got to change my lifestyle next to stopping this, you know, trying to stop the smoke cigarettes. You know, I'm at a pack a day. But, yeah, God, did we have a lot of fun this summer. You know what I'm saying? But it was all based, how can I say it? Our fun was based more so on making sure one of our friends were okay. Yeah. And, that situation that person went through was rough. But we just made sure that our friend was okay. You know what I'm saying? And it just brought so many good memories. You know what I'm saying? The summer, like, you know, for us to have a COVID summer, 2020 was a hell of a summer. And you know. So, you know, it was one amazing summer. Like, I won't take 2020 back at all. As bad as 2020 was, like, the ending of it was a hell of a ride. And it was amazing.
Well, listen, I mean, one, being that you're the type of person that puts it all out there, and you've always blessed this podcast with as much honesty and openness that you possibly can. You know what I'm saying? Like, from relationships, family struggles, you've been through a lot. You know, we've all been through a lot, but when you kind of like put yourself on that window on the outside and you look in, you see it's been a wild ride for you. You know what I'm saying? And having to deal with the type of stuff that you dealt with, it's nice to see that there's a light kind of at the end of the tunnel. Things are not perfect, but
you know what? Like,
you know, so you kind of have a better outlook
This goes back to my celibacy and why I was practicing celibacy. Uh-huh. And, you know, like during COVID, you just do reflection. You know what I'm saying? You do a lot of reflection and you start, you know, I guess I'm at that midlife crisis point where, you know, I should get this word patented. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? I should get that word copywritten. You know, that was the slogan for 2020. What are we doing? And you sit back and ask yourself that, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And, you know, when you get in a relationship with people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 36. You know, I'm no longer young. You know what I'm saying? And when someone asks me, what do you bring to the table? I just can't constantly put my dick on the table. You know what I'm saying? That's only going to get you but so far. And you realize, like, what are you really bringing into a relationship? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it holds, when now you start thinking the way I'm thinking, it kind of holds you back from having a relationship because you want to be right for that person. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to waste that person's time, because I know how it is for someone to waste your time. And as you know, I got 10 years of that. Not that I regret the 10 years of that. It just made me the person that I am today. But, you know, I could no longer put my dick on the table. Like, you know, I'm not a little kid no more. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't want to be, I don't want to, you know, you always say, yo, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. And that's cute when you're young, but you're getting older and you realize that you're going to be here for a while. And, you know, fucking is not the answer to a successful relationship. And it's what you bring, you know, how you bring the best out of that person and vice versa. So when you start thinking about that, like, what do you bring to the table? You know, you don't want to play with no one's emotions. And when you jump into a situation, you just want to make sure that it's right. You know what I mean? So I guess that's where I'm standing at right now to realize, you know what I'm saying? And I guess us having this gap, like, literally we had a year gap from this. I think it was just us having to reflect on us and being able to come back to this and being able to tell these stories. Because off just, you know, 2020 alone, you know what I'm saying? Today, we're a little bit all over the place.
Well, that's because we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface. And we're trying to, like, give you guys, like, a quick, like, synopsis of what are you going to get into for the season of this. And, you know, 2020 was real. And it just made you sit back and think, like, what are you doing with yourself? And, like, relationships was one of them. And that's why I prefer to be celibate than, you know, lead someone on and have them thinking something that is not.
Tell me, it's very rare to hear
that for me.
Not just you, but as a man, period, to come out and say stuff like that. It's not something that you hear every day, you know? So, you know, with that being said, before we kind of try to, like, close this one down, this one won't be as long as they normally are, but I kind of want to get the feeling of what you're looking for the rest of this year. 2020 was a hell of a ride. It was a wild year.
2020 was such a fucking, like, mind you, we went to the beach one day in the summer and someone died in front of us. It's like, what the fuck? Like, son literally died in front of us. Like, you know, lifeguards took everybody out the beach, I mean, out the water, and people wondering what the fuck. We thought, you know, the lifeguards were doing a training exercise, and come to find out, this guy was missing for 30 minutes. Like, his family didn't see him, like, for an hour, and they realized the last place they seen him was in the water. So they were looking for him for a solid 30 minutes, and they finally brought out the body, you know what I'm saying, and we all there, and, you know, Master Chief actually helped out, you know what I'm saying, always on duty, helped out with the patient, and helped put the OPA in his mouth and all that. But at that point, you know, the guy was dead. He was down for so long, you know what I mean? Like, you'd be surprised at, like, 2 inches of water, how much damage it does to your lungs. You know what I'm saying? So this guy was down for you know, 30 minutes. And it was sad because his family was just there at the beach crying. And it was like, I think it was his wife and his brother. And they were just crying. Young fella, younger than me, actually. And it's just, like, what more can 2020 do? You know what I'm saying? Every time you thought 2020 would get better, it just got worse and worse and worse. And then with the presidential race, it just showed us so many different things. And, you know what I'm saying? I've never, like, on top of that, we're going through a pandemic. We're also going through, like, an all-time high of racism. Haven't seen racism this high since the 60s. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the Trump...
Social unrest, man. People are just mad, man.
Trump brought out these supporters that they were racist, and that he allowed them to be racist and vocal about it and do what they did. You know, Did you ever think in your life, in your lifetime right now as an adult, that the Capitol building would be taken over?
Nope. I never have heard, never thought, never spoke, never imagined it. You know, but I mean,
there was a dude sitting in Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, man.
Nancy Pelosi's office. Yeah, sitting on her office with his feet on her desk.
I mean, listen. You know, the country has spoken. You know, and it's divided straight down the middle. You know, you're either with Trump's narrative, or you're against it. And that's just kind of how that thing turned out. I mean, it's nothing new. It's just being recorded. It's just being exposed. It's just being highlighted, and it's become the focal point of everybody's conversations.
But over the years, it was more dormant than anything. You know, people felt like this, but people weren't just outright blatant the way they are now.
That's the system. That's the system itself. That's for a whole nother conversation, for a whole nother day, a whole nother time. Because that alone will just give you nothing but anxiety, you know, that stuff. I want to make sure we have a guest for. But
question, I want to ask you, what's the worst thing you heard in 2020 that someone's told you?
Everything.
And I'm gonna get into it with me, and it's not as bad as bad, but it's just funny. Someone tells me, the person tells me, when I'm 40. And you're a certain age, we'll get married. And it's just funny. It made me laugh. Cause
why?
It's like, damn. Like, so you want us to be together at our worst, not at our best, not when we're at our prime years, but at our worst.
Why would you say that though?
Because I gotta wait for you this long to turn 40. For you to get your shit ransacked through, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa with me, you know what I'm saying. Like
that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be at your worst.
No, so, but
a person can be saying that because they're just trying to say that.
It's funny they said it, but it's like being someone's Urkel, right? Like you can never be their Stefan, and it's funny when that person said,
man just brought in a Family Matters.
It's funny because you know in one of the episodes, the early episodes, what was her name? Was it Laura? He goes, Laura, you're like a star. You know what I mean? You know you can't touch it, but you always try to reach it no matter how far it is.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, and it took me when that person told me that, it took me to that. And then
I am done. And I always say, TGIF Friday.
And I always say to the person, like, I will never be your Stefan. I will always be your Urkel. You know what I mean? It's just funny.
What?
Yeah, it's just the truth though. You know what I'm saying?
You said this to someone?
Yes. I'm like,
who'd you say this to?
It doesn't matter who I said it to.
Oh, nah, I know who you said it to.
It doesn't matter who I said it to. But it's, you know, it's like, damn, like, it was just funny. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was like, damn, I don't know. It was like a slap in the face. It's like, oh, wait until I'm 40, but you're this age, and then we'll get married. It's like, no, like, you're going to wait. I'm going to wait this long for you to get ran through, heartbroken again and again and again.
Okay, but who's to say that's what would actually happen? Who's to say that they're going to be getting ran through? Maybe they just need clarity. Maybe they just need time. Maybe they're going to be celibate too. You know what I mean? Like, you never know.
You didn't know how to deal with your own failures. And where did that lead you? Back to me.
Man, you're all over the place. He's caught in Thanos, Family Matters. My man said he's Stefan and Urkel.
I'm Urkel. I would never be a Stefan, but I'm Urkel.
What the fuck is happening here?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It was, like I said, guys, you know, 2020, this might be the last time we do it through this platform that we
build. Yeah, we're going to switch stuff up. So
we definitely got to switch stuff. Hey, yo, Scuba Steve, if you're really serious about your studio, give us a shot, man. Give us a shot. You know what I mean? And we want to get on YouTube. We want to start an Instagram page. We might start a Twitter. The Twitter definitely going to be ran by him because my dyslexic ass could not really type that well. So, you know, Instagram, where we could have you guys DM ideas or whatever the case may be. We really
go back to our format of having guests. Having discussions. Don't forget, you know, we the bias boys. You know,
yeah, everybody. It's funny. So, Paloma. Obviously, I'm not gonna say Paloma's name, but Paloma. Shout out to you, baby, Paloma. Paloma said, you know, she gave us a 7. You know what I'm saying, which is not bad. know what I'm saying? We're not professionals at this. This is just me and you shooting the shit. Mm-hmm. She gave us a 7 and she said we are biased. But I'm like, you know, our perspective in life is through the eyes of two men. You know what I'm saying? Like, so our ideology and the shit that we say and do is based on our experiences. And, you know, like, with us, there's no time, no dates. I think this episode is the first time that we actually said, like, a 2020, like, when things happened. You know, because we never really correlate with dates. That's one thing we don't do on the show.
We don't like to. We like to have respect because the stuff that we talk about does entail other people. And you have to be mindful of the stuff that you're saying.
We're like on our Christopher Nolan shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know time, date, year. You don't know none of that. So, but this is like the first time that we gave up, like, you know, because of 2020, 2019 and all that good shit. But, yeah, you know, we're trying to reach a different platform. And, you know, for the 80-something, you know, fans that we do have, you know, you guys, we appreciate you guys. And sorry for you guys, you know, for the delay. And just like I always say, when we make it, that 88 showing that we have, we're taking all of you guys on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Any shout-outs that you
want to... No, not shout-outs just yet. I just want to let us know that the subject of our next podcast, our next discussion, is going to be a good one. Just to give you guys a quick understanding of what happened, it was brought to my attention that there's a gentleman on social media that's famous, to my knowledge, for having sex with other Instagram women, but has recently been exposed of having performing oral sex
on a
transgender. I guess not really transgender, right? Maybe. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Listen, whatever you want to call it.
I know that I want to have this discussion, and I want. We got to have a guest. We have to do the thing.
We also want to have a female guest. If any of you ladies are interested.
The conversation we're going to have, the main topic of the discussion is going to be, is do you consider a man to be straight if he's openly giving someone else another man head?
No, wait. Once you put a dick in your mouth, yeah. It's still, maybe I gotta try it 3 times to see if I like it.
Okay, that's take.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no, like, once you put a dick in your mouth, that's an act, that's a homosexual act. It might sound biased. I don't want to sound like, I definitely, you guys know I don't dislike gays. But once you put a cock in your mouth, that is a homosexual act.
And that's the discussion that we're, no, don't get, hold on,
I always tell you this. You could be a bridge maker. For 30 years of your life, you suck one cock, you're a cock sucker the rest of your life. And that goes for him too. And that's just the way it is.
That's why I said, let's not get too in-depth in it. But that's going to be the premise of our next conversation.
Listen, any shout-outs, anything you want to say?
I want to give a rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was we even lost the Black Panther. Jesus
that was
Christ.
That was the Black Panther. Like we said earlier, you know. Who was it that said it in that rap song? It said, first we lost the Black Mamba, then we lost the Black Panther. So it was a hell of a, it was a hell of a run, you know. And, you know, best wishes. I mean, not best wishes, but rest in peace to him, you know. And, you know, strength and love to his family out there, you know. All the people that support us, family, friends, colleagues, you know, I love you all. I'm glad that we're still here. We're still around. We made it. And hopefully we can continue this on, and you know we'll see where it goes, because it was really touch and go for a while. But what a hell of a ride, man! What a time to be alive!
To be alive! We drinking lean without a die.
I'm not drinking lean here, so I don't know what he's talking about here. TV, shout out to TV.
Yeah, we gotta get Team V in here one day. Shout out to Team V. You guys are dear to my heart. Shout out to all my friends, everybody, my loved ones, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back. You know what I mean? We just wanted to touch base with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Definitely wanna get another female, you know what I'm saying, on this show. That way we can not have a biased opinion about certain things and why.
Fuck that shit, we always biased.
That too. And I'm going to go into depth why I always say I see you on Monday. That will be another segment. See you on Monday. But
Macho Man Randy Savage out here. Ric Flair.
Woo! We appreciate all y'all. God bless. Thank you for listening again. Bobby Axelrod.
King Green Machine. We'll see y'all in a week, baby.
We out. Peace.